From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman reporting. The death of the world's longest reigning monarch, Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet, at the age of 88, stunning blow for a kingdom of 67 million people, most of whom have known no other sovereign. Reporter Ron Corbin tells us that the king's influence in the country was great.
He was influential not because he was involved with the politics directly, but because of his particular personal presence. Also, he was one that maintained a level of moral righteousness. He said when he ascended the throne back in 1950 that he said, we will reign with righteousness for the benefit and happiness of the Siamese people.
Bhumibol's son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. King had been in poor health for a long time, primarily spending his last years at a Bangkok hospital. Nigerian officials say 21 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in the Borno state town of Chibok in April 2014. Dozens escaped, but 219 remained captive. U.S. military says it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territories controlled by the Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. Wednesday was the 16th anniversary of a terror attack in Yemen that killed 17 Americans from the guided missile destroyer, the USS Cole, in Aden Harbor. This is VOA News. This world's new World Disaster Report warns that thousands of people are being lost and property destroyed from natural disasters because government and local communities are failing to prepare for these potentially calamitous events. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
An analysis of 20 years of data shows earthquakes and tsunamis are the biggest overall killers, followed closely by climate-related disasters, which have more than doubled over the period. The report, however, notes over the past 15 years, weather-related disasters, including drought, heat waves, floods, and storms, have become the main cause of loss of life. Haiti tops the list of the 10 countries with the most disaster deaths, followed by Indonesia and Myanmar. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In U.S. politics, campaigning for Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, First Lady Michelle Obama spoke about lewd remarks regarding women by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump on a video made 11 years ago and released last week. Since then, several women have come forward accusing Trump of inappropriate behavior. He says he has substantial evidence to dispute their claims and that he will make them public at an appropriate time very soon. The political website Real Clear Politics says Clinton has a 6-point lead nationally over Trump with the election less than a month away. American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first songwriter to receive the award. 75-year-old musician launched his career in 1959 by performing in coffee houses in the Midwestern state of Minnesota, where he was born in the city of Duluth. Laura Selnor is a Duluth musician.
I think that Duluthians do feel a sense of pride with Bob Dylan being born here, and I think that he did have a big influence on the songwriting.
Dylan's best-known works are from the 1960s, when songs like Blowin' in the Wind became anthems for the anti-Vietnam War and civil rights movements. He also won the Pulitzer Prize in 2008 for his contributions to music and to American literature. Turning now to business news, Samsung Electronics said today that the discontinuation of its Galaxy Note 7 mobile phone would cost the company about $3 billion during the current and next quarters. This would bring the total cost of the recall to at least $5.3 billion. Some Note 7 phones have caught fire due to battery overheating.
That's the latest world news from VOA.